We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, October 25th, goes to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Last night, Ron DeSantis was debating with Charlie Crist, the Democratic challenger for governor in Florida. And when it got to one of his least favorite subjects, critical race theory, he decided to end the debate on a low vibrational note. He said that teaching that the U.S. was built on stolen land is inappropriate and not true. All the Native Americans are looking at the radio saying, huh, excuse me, say what? Would you like to hear it? Here it go.
It actually, if you look around the country, they do have programs, unfortunately, where they will take a student, look at their race, say, okay, you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're oppressed. And think about what that does to a 6 or 7 year old kid. That's wrong. You're seeing that. You have people that are teaching, and actually his running mate has said this in the past, that teaching the United States was built on stolen land. That is inappropriate for our schools. It's not true.
I will never understand why any lie is ever referred to as little and white. Okay, white men like Ron DeSantis don't tell little lies. They tell the biggest, boldest lies that America has ever seen. All right? Even if you don't want to, read a book. All right? Do your Googles. I learned land was stolen from Native Americans in elementary school, which is exactly what they are trying to keep kids in elementary school from learning now. All right, they are literally trying to revise history right before our eyes. This is like KK Kanye saying that devil Derek Chauvin's knee wasn't on the cop's neck like that, as if we don't have eyes. We saw it, okay? It's one thing for people to do what they have always done with the story of Native Americans, you know, in regards to Native American dispossession, and that's just to sweep it under the rug, all right? Don't talk about it. Hope Native Americans don't talk about it. But to lie and say it never happened? Come on, man. For the record, between 1776 and the present, the United States has seized about 1.5 billion acres from North America's native people, all right? Some researchers have found that Native Americans have lost 99% of their historical lands in America. Maybe Ron DeSantis doesn't think it was stolen because it was done through legislation and treaties, but the treaties were reneged upon, okay? And the legislation resulted in Native Americans losing ownership and control of two-thirds of their reservation lands. Now you got Native Americans trying to buy back land that was stolen from them. Can you imagine that? Buying back what was stolen from you? Tribes trying to buy back their land on the open market, even though it was theirs? Hey, Ron DeSantis, if the land wasn't stolen, how come Native Americans have been running with the land back slogan? And Congress passed legislation to restore ownership of 19,000 acres of the National Bison Range in Montana to a couple tribes whose names I can't pronounce. I think the Salish and Kutana tribes. Listen, man, the truth is important, okay? And the truth is the truth regardless of who believes it, and a lie is a lie regardless of who believes it. We need truth in America. Truth telling is essential for authentic communication to occur, and that's why we can't get nowhere in this country, because everyone is so busy lying. So we spend all this time arguing about what's a lie so we can never actually get to the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter in this situation is land was stolen from Native Americans, right? Simple as that, all right? And guess what, America? We will never heal what we are not willing to reveal, all right? Please let Chelsea Handler give Ron DeSantis the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Let Kathy Griffin get in on that too, man.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on
this. People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah.
Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis,
mm-hmm.
back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.